An estimated 50 Round Valley Indians and their supporters made the six-day journey walking over 100 miles on the Nome Colt Trail through the Mendocino National Forest. Indians and supporters say the journey is to honor history and their ancestors.
It's for my family, my ancestors. We're from here. My mother, my great-grandparents, my grandparents are all from here. They did that walk, and so we're in their memory. My sister and I and my daughter walked.
I think your support is there to say that, you know, what happened is wrong and to see what it felt like, you know, whether your ancestors are the ones pushing them or being the ones walking. I think it's good to see that part of history and know that that happened.
The walk is to commemorate when over 400 Native Americans were forcibly relocated from the Sacramento Valley in 1863. They had to walk 100 miles along the Nome Colt Trail with little food and water. Nearly half of those who were relocated died on the journey. Georgina Wright-Pete is a 65-year-old Concow, Nomlaki, and Wallaki Indian. This was her 11th year walking the Nome Colt Trail.
I would call it a healing process. I walk for my ancestors. I walk for my relatives that started walking with us in this walk and are no longer here. And just for our people in general.
An estimated 7 different Native American tribes were corralled and driven to an area that is now called the Round Valley Reservation. After relocating to Round Valley, survivors experienced a process of cultural extermination that continued into the 1940s. Elders from Round Valley still recall the harsh treatment they endured, and few want to talk about it. Elvira Billy is a 72-year-old native who was denied her culture in the educational institutions at Round Valley, where learning meant forgetting. She points at the vacant building that was once her school and shares her experience.
We weren't allowed to speak our language at school, and therefore I didn't retain it in my adulthood, especially since I left and went to the mainstream of society.
The gray concrete building stands vacant and desolate near the ceremony for the Nome Colt Trail walkers. Wright Pete's son, Kenneth Wright, is a tribal council member. He says though the tribal languages are mostly gone, tribes have worked to preserve their heritage.
The language is kind of disappearing, but we've tried to talk to our elders, and before a lot of them have passed, recorded them and had them teach us.
Wright says the school is a heritage site, a part of the Round Valley history, but Billy says it's a dark part of history she'd rather see torn down.
It has too many bad memories for me. And
what would you like to see happen there?
Tear it down. Build maybe a museum or something. You know? We have things of things people made.
Instead of reclaiming the old building, the Round Valley Tribal Council has focused on building a new casino. Wright says after that, maybe then officials will look at the future of the old school. Until then, it stands as another reminder of Round Valley Tribe's plight, like the Nome Colt Trail, another pillar in history to reclaim and honor. I'm Christina Onnestead reporting for the KZYXNZ Community News.